is praying. I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I cannot see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Angels are watching. I can feel it. Angels are watching over me. There's many miles ahead till I get home, till I'm safely kept before your throne. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Angels are watching over me. Well, I've walked through barren wilderness where my pillow was a stone. Ooh. And through the darkest caverns where no light is ever shown. Ooh. Still I went on cause there was someone who was down on their knees. And Lord, I thank you for those people praying all this time for me. Somebody's praying. I can feel it. Somebody's praying for me. Mighty hands are guiding me to protect me from what I cannot see. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Somebody's praying for me. Somebody's praying for me.
was guilty with nothing to say. And they were coming to take me away. But then a voice from heaven was heard that said, "Let him go, take me instead." And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Crown of thorns, the spear deep in his side, and the pain should have been mine. The rusty nails were meant for me, yet Christ took them and let me go free. And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. And I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace, but Jesus, God's Son, took my place.
Thank you. there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, then someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Now, every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Giving to the Lord, I am alive. That was true. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. The little things that you had done, the sacrifices made. I know this on the earth, in heaven, now to claim. I know up in heaven, but I am almost sure there are tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand. You stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward.
Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God.
Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not face sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet me, e'er to take as from our Father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
I just came through that fire. not too very long ago. And looking back, I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days, I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? Pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be
story in the book of Jeremiah about the Lord being the potter and he makes the clay. Amen.
Thank you. mine.